Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
2006 NCAA football video game.
They've got Dane Todd.
Now, he's Nebraska's doctor for saving shoulders.
I care about your butt.
It's another Husker Home Friday with Dr. Dane Todd. Powered by Nebraska Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. The doctor is in the house. Now, with Hooks.
Oh, baby, welcome back in the morning hookup. Having a great Friday. Got even better. We haven't seen this doctor in a long time. Good friend, Dr. Dane Todd, Nebraska Orthopedic Sports Medicine in the house. What's up, buddy?
Not much. How you guys been?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How was Thanksgiving?
You had
a
good.
By the way, I got a chance. It's always a pleasure when I get to see Dane, and especially in the setting which we worked in, because my son had to go in. But you've been burning the candle at both ends.
I have been.
I got to see him like it was like the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I believe I saw you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, it's been busy.
Yeah,
it's
I would tell you this though, you couldn't tell in their offices. I've been there like normal time when it's busy, but it's like they're just, you know, singing and moving along, and you wouldn't tell one thing it was that busy with your staff.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Very helpful, very like da 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 da. And your is it your PA? Is it Katie?
Yeah, Emily.
Emily. Yeah. Amazing, by the way.
Emily's awesome.
Shout out to her because she took the time to, just the way she took and handled Ty was amazing.
Yeah, no, she does an awesome job.
Yeah. So
don't tell her that. She'll want me to pay her more.
Emily asked for more now. It is Christmas time. Holidays. You're shopping.
Stay firm, Dane.
We go to the same, by the way. I found out we go to the same church.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Very same good. Parish. We're in the same parish.
Awesome. Good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal, man.
Oh. Do we have Dane's audio, his karaoke, his debut?
We do have it. I tried to get it up on the computer, but
won't
it's
work. But we can play
not
phone.
Working.
Dane karaoke made his debut yesterday.
Yeah, here it is.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bill. Happy birthday to you.
Much appreciated. Karaoke debut, Dane Todd.
Oh,
really
yeah,
good
baby.
Stuff.
Wait, that wasn't the first time you sang karaoke.
No, man. I do that for most of my friends when I find out it's their birthday. I send them a little voice message.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then he proceeded to ask, how's 55 feel?
Yeah.
with Cy Robinson in my prime.
It's just so formal.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to
that's
you.
Good.
Happy birthday to your Bill. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good.
That's right.
It's money.
Like a songbird there.
Yeah, it's really good.
High quality.
I'm keeping it. It's like, I got two of those that I've kept. Like, I've kept yours from yesterday, but I have Nick one day left me a voicemail.
Nice.
That I'll never, I don't even know if we have that still.
Maybe.
I might. I know I kept the voicemail. There's certain things that I keep just for. This is it. Let me see if this is it.
Is that it? Oh, that's it.
You have to come over to my house and have a beer, or at least a Crown and Diet. At least a Crown and Diet. Oh yes, you must come drink and drink and drink and drink.
Never will.
Incredible.
How good
that's
is that?
Awesome. You should never get rid of that. No way.
So, Dane, it's been a few weeks since we've gotten together. We had Black Friday.
Yep.
We had that game go on. Just season thoughts from you, because obviously you look at 3-9.
Yep.
All 9 losses by 9 points or less. When I know you were there. 3 great quarters of football. Logan Smothers, I thought, performed really well.
Yep.
Offense was kind of humming along. And I know you're, man, I've asked this question multiple times just from people in my section, former players. When you got to the fourth quarter, what was your feeling? Honestly, like, because it's like you're up 21-9.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, Thunderstruck just played the last time we did that in every fourth quarter. Uh-oh.
Yeah, no.
Did you have any kind of feeling like, or maybe this was the day? This is the day.
No, I honestly, just the way things are going all game long, I just thought it was going to be the day where it finally all just happened, right? Mm-hmm. And we avoided the bad thing, right? But unfortunately, we had a few bad things in the fourth quarter, and it results in a loss again, right? And, you know, they have a kicker who can make every single field goal he tries.
Yes.
And it's just, you know, you can't have a punt block returned for a touchdown. You can't have a safety. You can't throw an interception at the end of the game. Like, it's just, you know, most teams can recover from one bad thing. It's hard to recover from three.
What did you think of Smothers?
I thought Logan did a nice job in his first actual, you know, full game. They leaned on him heavy on the run. You know, my concern has always been the passing arm strength and accuracy with any quarterback, basically, right? Like, if it's up to me, my barometer for who you recruited as quarterbacks would be who can throw darts and throw the ball just extremely well, and then we can teach them how to become serviceable runners, right? And so that's – while Logan did a nice job and his stats looked really good through the first three quarters, you know, no knock on anybody here, of course, but if you actually go back and look at the tape and look at the balls that were being thrown, those receivers helped him look really good in those first three quarters by making a bunch of catches that – potentially wouldn't have been made, or if they would have been on better target, he would have looked even better because those passes would have been caught and taken for big gains. Or there was a couple where like Samari Torre would have scored on one of them for sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
But because they had to, you know, cut off routes or redirect or do that, you can't do those things. And so it's the passing accuracy and arm strength has to continue to evolve and improve to, you know, be elite, right? But otherwise, I thought he did fine and, you know, did a nice job of managing the game in the fourth quarter on that last drive, right? It kept it going, but it just not enough.
News came out yesterday. Adrian Martinez hitting the transfer portal. I don't think that's a huge surprise to a lot of people. Honestly, yeah. I think there will be people that would have welcomed him back if he'd have decided. We don't know the circumstance in which the decision was made, possibly. Maybe there was a lot of conversations that had. But when you look back on a kid like Adrian Martinez, obviously there's going to be the part of it's going to look back and go, the record, fumbles, things like that. But when you look back, what are you going to think about when you think about Adrian Martinez? Because he's going to have a part in Husker history, by the way, when you look at it.
Well, Adrian, here's the thing. If we would have won, honestly, if we'd have won seven or eight games this year, right? Mm-hmm. Eight games, right? Which was a very doable thing based on how we lost all these games, okay? Everybody be looking back at Adrian and saying he's one of the best quarterbacks we've ever had, right? But because we didn't, everybody's going to look back and say he was a really good quarterback who put up big numbers, and that was it. And he was on losing teams, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody remembers the quarterbacks who are on losing teams. And so Adrian did a great job, and he was a good athlete and a good quarterback for 4 years. And I don't blame him one bit for moving on to somewhere else and trying it for a year somewhere else, or he could potentially be there for 2 years, right?
Because
he can still redshirt.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I'm not sure how history is going to treat him, but basically he's going to become almost like a trivia question, right? As opposed to, you know, a household name. You know, 30 years from now, when people are asking, you know, trivia, they're going to say, well, who's the leading, you know, most yardage for a quarterback in Nebraska history, right?
Yeah.
And it's not really going to be that's going to be the thing. So
is there any doubt in your mind that with maybe a little better offensive line, Adrian maybe got a few more wins?
I think with I think a lot of things would have to have improved to make sure that he had a ton more wins. You could look at anything and say, if you had a more consistent O-line the entire time, we'd definitely win more games. If you had better special teams the entire time, we'd definitely win more games, right? And so, yeah, you could look back and second-guess all those things, and those improving those aspects would win more games, and he'd be looked at differently then, right? But and unfortunately, that's just how it is.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because I want to be the one on the other side, because it's unfortunate because you're QB1, right? It stops and ends with you. Starts and stops right there. But also, I think we need to like shout out Adrian because of the leader, of the person, and his statement. I mean, saying he'll always be a Nebraska alum. Like, he embodied, I think, what it meant to be a Cornhusker.
Yep. No, Adrian.
I think that's what I hope people can get past a little bit is the win-loss record, because this is a bigger game. It's bigger than football. It's bigger than sports sometimes. And I think that's Adrian Martinez's legacy.
Yeah.
Never once did he give up an excuse. Never once did he not take the time to take a picture with a fan or do things like that. And I hope that is the part when again, I hope he gets... All right, pull my mic out. I hope he gets the chance to come back and be taken care of that way.
Yeah, without a question. He was a outstanding representative of Nebraska, not just football, not just sports, but just Nebraska.
And I say that because there are great athletes that have left here, and I don't think people would disagree, that are not great representatives of Nebraska.
Yep.
That are great stat people, maybe on winning teams or not, that are not what Adrian Martinez was to this university.
Right, without a question. And so that's how I hope people remember him, and not just as, you know, a guy who lost big games, right?
He fumbled at this point.
Right, like, whatever, you know, that happens. So, but good luck to him as he moves
absolutely.
On. Because there are going to be teams wanting to pick him up, despite the fact he's rehabbing his shoulder. Like, are going to be teams coming after him.
There's a lot of, like, momentum out there for K-State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's been the hot team that they've talked about.
Yeah, I don't know. He's from California, right?
I thought he might go back home.
Yeah, I could see him heading back that direction somehow. I mean, who knows? Lincoln Riley's out there now, right?
Watch out. Watch out.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, so it loses a little bit of its luster now that there's the name, image, likeness thing, okay? But, you know, we've talked about paying athletes for a long time, and I'm always on the side of the people who sit around and say, well, they're amateur athletes and you can't pay them and it ruins sports. Okay, so now you have 11-1 Notre Dame. Their head coach just says, see ya. 3-minute conversation with his players. I'm out. Go get me paid. You have Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma, who's also, what, 11-1, right? They've only lost one game, right? Yeah.
Okay. Two, is it one now or two?
Two, whatever.
They lost two, whatever.
Either way.
They finished 10-2.
Either way, they've been playing in championship games and everything else. Oh, peace, I'm getting $10 million a year in a private jet and a $6.5 million house.
Yep.
And they're buying my homes here for an extra $1 million over the asking price and all that stuff. Oh, see ya. Good luck, y'all. Good luck.
Take care. Peace.
Yeah, I hope it works out okay for you, right? And so it adds further fuel to the fire for me that I'm like, what are we doing here, right? We're sitting here still debating about name, image, likeness stuff, you know, from time to time. Mm-hmm. Right?
We're not talking about that.
And we don't talk about that, about how that affects the student athletes, right? The athlete students, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. It's the same thing with basketball coaches, right? How much does the NCAA tournament make every year? Billions of dollars, right? What are we talking about here, guys? You know, and I get it. It's amateur athletics, and you can't do that. Well, at the end of the day, those are the ones who are generating revenue, right? And so the coaches get to just jump ship and go, but we're still going to talk about the players not being able to. And a lot of that's changed. The players can transfer now and do that sort of stuff. And does it make it harder to create and produce winning teams when guys aren't stuck there for a long time? Sure does, okay? But at the same time, they shouldn't be stuck there.
One more before we go to break, because we got some fun stuff coming up. Dane's got some stuff he's going to get off his chest a little bit, and have some big stuff brewing.
Yeah,
that we're going to talk about coming up, and for Dane and his business. But if you're the guy, if you're sitting there on the offensive side and you're going to the portal, because it sounds like we got to go to the portal.
Yep.
Where are you starting at on the offensive side? You going line, running back, quarterback? Where are you going first if you're the guy? Because obviously, by the way, Mickey Joseph sounds like come to town.
Right.
Recruiting coordinator, wide receiver coach is what we're hearing. But where are you starting at?
Yeah. So aside from starting with keeping the guys here who are here,
you got to re-recruit.
You got to re-recruit your own guys.
Every year.
Every year.
Heck, every week.
Yep. Honestly, you do, right? And if you create a culture where they want to be there, you don't have to do that as much. Mm-hmm. Okay. But where I start, I always start looking for a quarterback, right? Yeah. And despite the fact we have quarterbacks on the roster, I'm always looking for one. All right. And then after that, for us, I'm looking at the offensive line to pick up somebody who can hopefully kind of plug and play, somebody who was overlooked to begin with. And then a defensive lineman and a defensive back. I think our linebacking is going to be absolutely fine. I think most of our despite we lose some players on the D-line, I think our D-line will be okay. I think our O-line, we need to shore up some holes and gaps a little bit. Again, still, we need to still work there. But again, if I can find a quarterback who can throw darts, I'm going to take a quarterback who can throw darts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I might have – never mind.
What? What'd you do?
Nothing. There's just, you know, you hear stuff. I heard that Spencer Rattler's dad was down taking a tour on campus.
Oh, gosh. Please, no.
Yeah, he can throw darts. Yeah. Adrian outplayed him, fun fact.
Yep, fun fact, he did. Fun fact. All right, hey, let's do this. Let's take a break, reset. We're going to come back, talk a little business with Dr. Dane Todd.